Bava Basra, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah will discuss the idea that when one sells a certain amount of trees, automatically sold along with it is karka, is the land that surrounds it as well. However, the question our Mishnah will grapple with is, how many trees does it need to be in order to have the karka, to have the real estate sold along with it? So Mishnah says, Hakona shnei ilanos besoch sidei chavero. If someone purchases two trees in his friend's field, hareze lo kona karka, that he does not automatically get the real estate to get the ground along with those trees. Rabbi Meir disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he says, kona karka, no, two trees is sufficient in order for a person to automatically get the karka along with it. Now, under the circumstances when the karka is not sold along with it, the Mishnah addresses a different question. Higdilu, let's say the branches of the tree grow out beyond the trees. So, lo yishape, the owner of the field is not allowed to cut off those branches, even though the shade from those branches is bad for the things growing in his land. But the reason he can't cut them down, even though they're ill affecting his land, is because he was mishabed. He really, the owner of the trees has a lien against his field, and under, because the fact that he sold him trees and he didn't sell him karka along with it, the field is expected to serve the needs of the trees, and the trees need to be able to grow out, and therefore he cannot cut down those branches. Now, v'ha'ola min ha'geza, something that grows out of the trunk, shalo, belongs to the owner of the tree, not to the owner of the field. Umin hashrashim, but things that grow out of the roots that are underneath the ground, shel bala karka, those don't belong to the owner of the tree, those would belong to the owner of the field, since the tree, the person who purchased the trees did not get karka along with it. Vim mesu, and of course if the trees die, ain lo karka, he doesn't have any karka because the karka was not sold with it. Now, kana shlosha, if he were to purchase three trees, then kana karka, then he does get the real estate along with it. And as a result, higdilu, if the branches grow out beyond the karka that he bought with it, yishapa, the owner of the field has the right to cut down those branches that are having a negative effect on his field, because beyond the karka that was sold to him, he did not accept any responsibility to that his karka should have to be meshubed, have a lien against it for the purposes of the tree, since he gave him karka, and that karka should be sufficient. Va'olam and ageza min ashrushin, and things that grow out of both the trunk and the shrushin, and the roots which are within the karka that have been sold, shalo, those belong to the owner of the tree. V'mesu, and if the trees die, since he had karka, yeshlo karka, he still has karka, he still has the real estate that was sold to him along with the trees. Now, how much karka was sold along with it? So the amount of karka is not just the karka that's in between those three trees, but also the area surrounding the trees up to the amount of space it takes, kamalo ora visalo, that if a person who is a malake te'enim, he is harvesting figs, and his basket, the amount of space that takes up around the trees, that also is included in, that's what's included in the sale of the karka that comes along with the three trees. Additionally, the Gemara says that when there has to be a space between the trees, they can't be closer together than 4 amos. If they're 4 amos together, then they can't survive. So there has to be at least 4 amos between them. And if there's more than 16 amos between them, then they're considered spread apart, and therefore the karka is not sold with them. Then they're considered, each tree is considered individual, as an individual tree, and therefore karka would not be sold with them. It's only if the trees are between 4 feet apart, at 4 amos apart, and 4 and 16 amos apart. Another point that Gemara makes is that earlier in the Mishnah we said that in the scenario where the karka does not belong to the person who purchased the trees, he's able to keep that wood or those branches that grow out of the trunk. However, the Gemara says he cannot leave them there. The reason is because we're afraid that eventually the karka might, the ground might rise, there might be additional karka put down there and more dirt, and the what grows out of the trunk may appear as a separate tree, and that it'll look like he has three trees. He has three trees, and he'll claim that he owns the karka around it based on having three trees, when in reality he only purchased two trees, and what appears to be the third tree is just what had grown out of the trunk, and subsequent to that, the ground got higher and it appears as a separate tree, but in reality he only purchased two trees and does not have karka.